Mr. Falanina was very delicate, but so delicate that if a centipede walked on the wall he didn't. Could sleep by the noise, and if an ant dropped a grain of sugar it would leap to its feet. Scared and shouted, "Help, the earthquake!" Of course he could not suffer the children, the thunderstorms, and the motorcycles, but most of all he was bothered by the dust under his feet, so he never even walked in the house, but he was carried in his arms by a very robust servant. This servant was called William, and from morning to night Mr. Falanina covered him with shrills, piano, Guglielmo, does well plan, otherwise I break. Never to walk became more and more fat, and the more fat it became, the more it became delicate. Even the calluses on William's hands bored him. But William, how many times do I have to tell you that to bring me you have to put on your gloves? William snorted and barely slipped into certain gloves that would go wide to a hippo. But Mr. Falanina was heavier every day and poor William sweated in winter as in the summer, and once it occurred to him, what would happen if I threw Mr. Falanina down from the balcony? It happened that just that day Mr. Falanina had put on a white linen dress, and when William threw him off the balcony he fell on a fly poop and made a spot on his trousers. To see her, it took the lens, but Falanina was so delicate that she died of sorrow.